Siddur Snippets is generously sponsored by the Sacker family in memory of Joseph Sacker. Up to the next sentence, Emes Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. So the next Emes, we mentioned three last night from the Rav Yitzchak Galbo, but there are more Emes. We'll have to understand them as we go. So this is the next one, the third. Emes Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. Another Emes. We speak the Emes. We're a group of Kutzkers. We speak the Emes. And the Emes is, the truth is, that you, Hashem, our Elokeinu, you are our God. What do we mean that's the Emes? The Emes is not only Hashem, Yudke Vavke Hayahova Vi Hashem, you were, you are, and you will be. We have no doubt, we have no uncertainty, but we are entirely aware of and mindful of your existence, of your presence, of your involvement in our life. Not only Sha'atahu Hashem, not only are you the God of creation, the source of all, that you will the continued existence of creation, not only are you God, Sha'atahu Hashem, but you're Elokeinu. There are other philosophies that believe there's a God of creation. He created and he moved on. He created and then he left to do his next project. We believe not only is there God, the creator, the sustainer, the source of all, but Elokeinu. We believe in Hashkacha. We believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is aware of and intimately involved in every aspect of our life. Not only our life, that Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. How do we know that? How do we know that you're not only the source of all, but that you're involved in our life because you're Elokei Avoseinu? We heard from our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. It has been transmitted to us, and we are linking that chain of those who have a relationship with you. So what's the Emes? If we stop there, Dayenu would be enough. Emes. It's Emes that you are Hashem. It's Emes that you're Elokeinu. It's Emes that you're Elokei Avoseinu. But now we get into it. Malkeinu, Melech Avoseinu, you're our king, and you were the king of our parents. Goaleinu, you're our redeemer. Goel Avoseinu, and you redeemed our ancestors. Yotzreinu, you created us. Yitzur. So it happens to be the Machzor Vitri, and the Avudraham, and Rav Amram Gaon, they have a different girsa. Tzureinu, Tzur Yeshua Seinu, they understand a little bit differently. But we deviate here. What happened to Malkeinu? We introduced it. You're Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. And then we stayed with that parallel. Malkeinu Melech Avoseinu, Goel and Goel Avoseinu, Yotzreinu Tzur, it should be Avoseinu. Why is it Yotzreinu? Podeinu Matzeinu Melem Shemecha, and so on. So why do we deviate? Why is Yotzreinu Tzur Yeshua Seinu instead of Avoseinu like the ones preceding it? So the Sefer Tefilas Chana explains that Malkeinu, the miracle that our ancestors saw, was tangible, was palpable, was empirical. What they saw was vivid and right in front of their eyes. We live with Hashem, Akel Mestater. We live with a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nister. He's hidden. We have to be Megala, we have to reveal Him, we have to search Him, we have to find Him. But a certain hiddenness that they didn't have. So because they had it more direct, He's Melech Avoseinu, He's Goel Avoseinu, but Tzur, Yeshua Seinu. What we do have is a sense of a Yeshua. A Yeshua. We have a Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets us out of hard situations, sticky situations. Every day and in every generation and all time, Yeshua Seinu, you see Hashem's Yeshua. You see Hashem come through. You see His salvation. You see Him spare us. You see Him be able to take care of us. Aren't we out of order? Shouldn't it be, I'm Emes, Sha'atahu, Elokei Avoseinu Velokeinu, Melech Avoseinu Malkeinu, Goel Avoseinu Goaleinu. Chronologically, we're out of order. We're describing the relationships Hashem has. First, He had one with our ancestors, and then He has one with us. So we're out of order. Why do we recite it, or why do we describe it out of order? So the answer is, our own personal experience is much more powerful. Our own relationship is much more compelling. So first we describe our own relationship. We're invested, what we experience, the relationship that we are privileged to have. So first it's each time, it's us, and then that is supported and bolstered, it's predicated and built upon the relationship of our ancestors. So first it's Elokeinu, because we feel it. A religious life, a religious experience and commitment that relies exclusively on Elokei Avoseinu, we see it tragically in our time, in our generation. People who don't have a relationship with the shepherd. The people who don't have their own personal experience with Hashem. They don't feel His presence. They don't feel His guiding hand. They don't feel His love. They don't feel His support. They don't talk to him. They don't thank him. The whole basis of their relationship, the whole foundation, is because that's what my parents did, and that's what I feel I have to do. It's a very weak connection, and too many are walking away from it. The stronger connection is our own personal experience, to reflect on his role in our life, to feel an intimate rendezvous and connection and conversation with him. And that's why we start each time with our relationship, Elokeinu, and then Elokei Avoseinu, Malkeinu, and then Melech Avoseinu, Goalinu, Goel Avoseinu, and so on. The simple understanding of Goalinu, Goel Avoseinu, he was the redeemer of our ancestors and he's our redeemer. When was he Goel Avoseinu? When did he redeem our ancestors? Mitzrayim. We were stuck in servitude, 210 years, and Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out. We're about to spend a very expensive week marking and celebrating that. He took us out. Goalenu, when is he our Redeemer? So the simple understanding is each and every one of us answer that on our own. He redeems us each day. Each day we feel we're stuck, we're imprisoned. Each day we feel we have a challenge. And he's Goalenu, he redeems us. But we'll share tomorrow night the Rokeach has an alternative interpretation which sees a connection, Goalenu, Goel Avoseinu, all of us celebrating the same Geula, which will also give you a beautiful insight for the Haggadah to say at your Seder table tomorrow night. Seder snippets and Haggadah come together, and it's a beautiful thing.